Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Dayman!
Dayman?
Fighter of the night, man! Champion of the...
Sun!
You're a master of karate!
And friendship for everyone!
A Dayman, that's it!
Dayman!
Fighter of the night, man! Champion of the sun! You're a master of karate and friendship for everyone! Dayman!
Dayman!
Fighter of the night, man! Champion of the sun!
Welcome to a new edition of Size Corner, part of Rick Barry's house. Hall of Famer Rick Barry is not around, and when he's not, I take the helm solo and run this little shop here. I'm really stoked to have my guests on today because they host a really entertaining podcast. I was a guest of theirs. It's been a couple years now, but now it's their turn to come on my show. I get to ask the questions. I'm super excited. I have Jennifer and Katie with me, hosts of a really funny podcast called Brutally Blunt. You could follow it on Instagram at Brutally Blunt Podcast. How are you two doing? Where in the world are you? Let's start with that because you two are not in the same location. So Jennifer, I'll start with you.
Yeah, we are doing good. A little bit nervous because typically we like to ask questions. Like,
I don't like when people ask me questions.
Right. But you know, we'll see how it goes. But right now I'm currently in California. I don't live here. I'm a New Yorker.
Yeah.
I've given up the California life.
I'm still in California. I still want to go to New York though. That's still the dream and the goal.
Why would you give up the California life? What's so bad about it that New York is giving you?
Well, San Francisco just sucks. Like that's just bottom line. Fair. But as far as LA goes, I don't know. Like I'm just not in, I am a different person.
Okay.
I'm back. Sorry, back. Guys.
It's okay.
But yeah, so all I right. just wanted something different, you know?
My honest opinion is New York is the greatest city in the world. I respect you for living there. I've never done that. I've visited. It is an awesome place. And then Katie, where are you? I know you're a Southern California native.
Yes.
Jennifer's from Danville, a town I'm all too familiar with. I grew up kind of near there. So where are you, Katie?
Still Southern California. I've been here my whole life. That's why I want to move to New York, is just like a change of pace in life. Yeah. So yeah, we'll see.
What change? You look like a rock star. I mean, what change in pace in life do you need? Like, I feel like you have everything going on for you. So what do you need to change up in your life that's not going right now?
I don't know. They say in life you need to switch up your energy, and I am all about switching up energy. So I think it's time to do it eventually. I don't know when I'll take the plunge, but eventually I will.
All right. At some point,
it's just like a different vibe there. Like, so, you know. Why not?
Very different. Yes. New York is night and day. There's
different,
no doubt about that.
Different men there. I don't know if you can get much better than LA. I mean, they're kind of like Peter Pan syndrome here anyways. So I think New York's the same. I think you're going to get.
Well, I feel like if you're in New York, the Peter Pan syndrome is not a syndrome. It's just a way of life.
Yes.
Excuse me. It's like a lifestyle, right? If you don't want to grow up, you want to continue having a lot of fun without having family and all that crap involved. Yeah. New York's the great place to go.
Right.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports information. Find all of the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to get the bonus and get into the action. Bet online, it's where the game starts. May I ask your, I know it is completely rude to ask a lady what her age is. So give us a ballpark. What is the 5 to 10 year range you two fall in, unless you are comfortable sharing your ages, but what are we looking here? So you can get a better perspective in life in terms of where you two are.
Yeah. I mean, I don't give a fuck. I'll tell my age. I am 30, the big 30, just turned 30 a few months ago.
Dirty.
Yeah.
Congrats.
And I'm
very
31.
Clean 30.
Sorry, I apologize. Katie,
Cyrus, it's a clean 30.
Love it. Yeah.
And I'm 31.
Wow.
So I'm the older friend. Yes.
Well, I like to hang out with older friends.
If you two had told me you were like 22, 23, I know you're not that young because at least Katie, we go way back.
I mean, please just tell us that. It's fine. I would have believed hearing it.
I'm not just blowing smoke. I really genuinely.
I think maturity wise, we're still a little behind.
We've
as
had
well.
Psychics tell us that we are very immature.
My psychic also says I look younger than I am. Emotionally, we're just like, yeah.
Is your immaturity intentional? Is it just how you are? What is the reason for the immaturity?
So childhood trauma. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. But
it would have been a valid reason. It would.
I don't, it's not intentional.
I'm not in a
it's just
hurry
like, why would
to
you
like
grow up? Yeah.
Yeah.
What's grow the point? Up.
Life is, I was going to say life is short, but like, I mean, why not be younger for, you're only as old as you feel. Someone Fair. Once told me that. And I was like, okay, well, I feel like
you literally sound like a 50-year-old man trying to hit on a 19-year-old.
That's literally what he
That's
was.
That's the line they always use.
But he was married with kids, but
this is your last boyfriend?
Uncle. No, my friend's uncle was as old as you feel. And I was thank you. Very
I
true.
I agree with that. I agree with
I
that.
Mean, but I do think like guys are very immature, like at any age. And I feel like that's just like an excuse for men half the time to say that.
It's a poor excuse. I mean, I don't think you're going to get far in life if a man continues that trend. Although I guess the old adage, nice guys finish last. There's a lot of truth to that because I do see a lot of you Richter ladies out there dating total losers. And I always feel like there's a contradiction there. It's like, you know, individuals should mature, right? Otherwise, like you're going to be stunting your growth and whatnot. But at the same time, I always see the stereotypical attractive woman like you two ending up with the biggest douchebags on the planet who are totally immature. Why is that, by the way? Always. Why do beautiful women end up with such a-holes most of the time? Your thoughts.
So I feel like that's a very like LA, New York thing. I don't think that happens everywhere. Mm-hmm. But I do think that the girls that do end up with assholes are the girls that are most insecure. So I don't like for me, nice guys don't finish last. Like I have dated the nicest people. They like, they look like fugly, ugly little rats, but like they are genuinely nice.
I think she's right about the insecurity thing. And I think it's also like, for me, I'm an avoidant attachment style. So if you don't know your attachment styles, you can do quizzes. And I think you're also subconsciously drawn to people who are just like you. So I think when you go for the assholes, it's because they're also emotionally unavailable, like myself. So it's easier because you're like, oh, okay, well, you're an asshole. But like, it's also, I don't really want it to go anywhere with these assholes. You know what I mean? It's right. fun for the moment, but I'm not going to get emotionally attached because I'm an avoidant. So that's why I think a lot of girls go for assholes, or they like the challenge or something like that. And you're like, I can fix them and I'm done with projects. I don't need to fix anybody. The projects are over. I'm not in my 20s anymore. Fix yourself. Like I'm done.
And I kind of hate when guys say like, nice guys finish last, like, oh, I don't even have a shot. Like that is absolute bullshit. Like It's just that you guys aren't coming up to us. Like, you get intimidated. Right. You're taking yourself out of the game before the game has even started. Like, that's your fault. That's not on me. Like, has anyone ever come up to me and said, hey, I think you're really pretty, can I buy you a drink? And I've been like rude to them. No, never in my life.
Never,
like,
in my life. And if you want to
talk to me, you can talk to me. Yeah. The only people that I'm rude are like to are the complete assholes, like the douchebags. Like, I would almost rather you not be attractive, because like, if you are unattractive and if you are attractive and treat me like an asshole, then I look like a dumb bitch. So I would just rather, you know, if it turns out bad, at least you aren't a 10 out of 10, because it's like, well, damn, you know. But like,
did you two have the same attitude when 10 years ago?
No.
No.
Okay.
But 10 years ago, I was 20.
So you are maturing,
my brain wasn't even like fully developed then.
No,
like,
your frontal lobe is not developed until age 21, 22. So 10 years ago, no.
If not later, yeah.
And I wasn't like, able to make decisions.
The assholes that we went for weren't even like physically attracted. They just had this like delusional self-confidence.
Absolutely.
And like, I was always aware physically I was better than everyone, like that I was like going for, but it was because my ego that I've worked on, I've learned and done a lot of research on ego, and your ego is like what is like protecting you almost. So it's like you go for just like these people and these like bad situations, and when they don't like you back, you're like, what the fuck? So you keep wanting to try to go for them just to prove to your own ego I can get them, when you don't even fucking want them in the first place. They have nothing to offer you, but it's all just to satisfy your own ego. And until you get over that, you're gonna not go for those nice guys.
That's, well, you two sound like you have matured a lot. I mean, these are very mature responses you're giving me. So maybe immature is not the right label to apply to both of you in terms of why you have no desire to really settle down and you want to go explore the world. My counter to this desire of living freely and doing what you want and not being strapped down with major commitments, at least on a family level, is that Mother Nature is not a feminist. And what I mean by that is, you do have a clock, biologically speaking.
Right.
You want to have kids someday. Is that in the map?
I mean, me personally, I don't have a clock. I froze my eggs, so I don't want that pressure on me. Like,
okay,
you know, I want to end up with the right person. But also, it's nowadays, it's just like a little bit different. You know, we have like all these alpha male assholes. Like, back in the day, like, if you're going to be an alpha male, at least like you're providing. But like, I can't put myself in a situation where like I'm putting myself on maternity leave, like I'm stepping back in my career, when like realistically, like you can't support us. So it's right. Like, I'm not going to just settle down for anyone because I'm lonely. I'm not going to worry about my clock. My clock will be fine. It'll happen when it's supposed to happen. If it doesn't happen, then I have less leeches sucking off my tit. And then that's great too, you know? So I'm just like not concerned about it. Like, do I feel like I need a man? I don't even need a man to have a kid, to be honest. Like, you have to be enhancing my life in some way for me to even be entertaining it. And if you're not, then, and I, guys get so upset when girls say that, but it's like, realistically, like, when women get married, it reduces their lifespan. And when men get married, it increases their lifespan. So why would I want to die early just so that you can have a housewife? Like, spend some money and hire someone, hire help. Like, I don't understand.
I never heard that before. I've heard that about men. I've never heard that about women though.
Yeah.
Like, women's lifespans decrease when they're married.
When they get married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the happiest, it's statistically proven that women who are single and childless are the happiest individuals.
And the long living ones.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Because you're decreasing our life. You're adding nothing but stress to our lives, because women enhance a man's life.
Yeah.
Whereas like, you're not really adding to ours. You're adding more to our plate. So I said,
and society nowadays is like, you still have to work, you know, like I'm still going to have to work, and I enjoy working. So I want to work. But at the same time, you also have like certain men in your ears being like, you have to play a gender role. So I'm supposed to work all day, then come home and do a second job while you rest. Like, how does that fucking make sense? So yeah, that's going to decrease my lifespan.
Now this, absolutely, of course, these scenarios are all obviously provided the man is just a total, you know, inconsiderate, thoughtless human being who is selfish, narcissistic. there are health, I mean, you do agree that there are healthy relationships out there, right?
Oh, 100%. Okay. I'm also a big believer in the universe and like everything happens when it happens. I go to psychics. I know I can have kids in my 40s. So ever since I was 21 years old and I was told that, I've never had a fear in my life of having kids. I've never had a fear of my biological clock ticking. And I'm also good with adoption. So I don't need to have my own biological kids. I can adopt a child in a heartbeat and would love that kid like it was my own. So for me, I have no, even if I was in a healthy relationship, like the biological factor has like no bearing on like, I'm not like, the only thing I guess I would be worried about is like, if I did biologically have children, who that father would be. That's the only thing I would worry about. It's not when I would have the kids, it's who's that dad, because dads literally fuck you up for the rest of your life, or they set you up.
Right.
And it's the dad that's the one that's the real fucker in the situation. So you have to like make sure you're procreating with the right person.
That is very true. No, there's no doubt about that. And a huge reason I called you ladies is because I'm newly single. I do not handle being single well. And I threw this idea.
I love it. I know. I'm like, I'm happy for you. What could be better in my mind?
I'm not happy for myself, but it's, you know, it's the reality of the situation. What
but
am I gonna
do you have ancient attachment style? It sounds like.
Yeah.
I guess. Well, first of all, tell
it
me.
It wasn't
this.
Really a question. It was it's, you're telling
it's
you
more like
what
I'm
kind of
telling you, I think you might have it. If you can't be alone, like what makes you not want to be alone?
Well, I am alone. I am alone. So I can be. I just don't like it. It's not a source of happiness for me. I just have more comfort and it's not a dependency.
The woman adds to the male's life.
Well, yeah, it does. I don't doubt that. Mm-hmm. But
we're fine by our fucking selves. See, you're like, oh, it's just not preferred. But it's like
part of it. I think part of it is I'm learning a lot of interesting psychological terms in this recent process. Some friends of mine are opening my eyes up to like terms I never heard of. I didn't realize narcissism, for example, is so layered and complex and in depth. And there's a lot of different like tendencies with that. You throw out like attachment issues. Enlighten me on that. Like what is this attachment thing? Because maybe I have this, I don't know.
You have avoidant attachment. You have anxious attachment. You have secure attachment, which is the goal of life. Secure attachment. It's confident with you and your partner. Anxious, you're always kind of just like worried that like they're going to leave you or something's going to go wrong, or you always have to have them by your side. Avoidant is just like kind of leave me the fuck alone, or you just like want your own space to handle and deal with things. And if you have an anxious and an avoidant together, it's kind of
that's typically what gets together and causes a lot of issues. Like for example, with an avoidant person, typically as a child, you were taught to self-soothe. So you like, you know, if something, you don't know your emotions, like you are sent to your bedroom and you're going to figure it out. And then, you know, but you're used to coping on your own. So it's very difficult for you to bring
only I'm in charge of
process.
My emotions,
right? Exactly.
And no one else's. And with the anxious, you like almost like let other people be in charge of your emotions.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Yeah. I'm not like, I'm a giver. Like I'm not someone who is selfish in a relationship. Maybe it's just there's a fulfillment thing there, you know, taking care of someone. Maybe it's
and it's okay to be in a relationship, which I'm trying to learn myself. Like it's okay to want to be in a relationship. It's just when you feel like you need it to complete you, I think is where the issue. Well,
and it's really good that I think it's amazing that you're a giver, but like sometimes you have to remember that like balance is very necessary. Like some of that you should probably be giving to yourself versus giving to someone else so they can just take and take and take from you until you're
drained. That's part of what I experienced. Yeah. That's part of what I experienced. And I just self-awareness hit me like a ton of bricks in terms of the situation I was in. And yeah, I was with someone who was just strictly a taker and who did not put my feelings or wants or needs at all in consideration. Well, have you two ever been in a serious relationship?
Yeah. No.
Interesting. Yeah. Jennifer, is that by choice? Is it just as the spark's never been felt and you'd rather wait for that right moment? Like, what is the reason for you, Jennifer, that you've never been in one? In your thoughts, in your opinion.
My avoidant attachment style has come in hardcore in my life. So I was moved at like a pretty critical age in middle school. Okay. So I think that adds to a lot of it. And like Katie said, you know, if you are emotionally unavailable, you tend to go after emotionally unavailable people. Typically for me now that I'm realizing, and this has been a realization probably in self-reflection in the past month or two, is that I like to go for people that are emotionally unavailable, because it's an easy out for me. Like I know my exit route. For example, I was talking to this one guy and we were like dating for like probably a good 6, 7, 8 months.
Wow.
And then I knew he was just coming out of like a pretty serious relationship. They lived together and everything. And so he was just like, I'm trying to feel my way out and I don't know what I want right now. And I knew that he didn't want a relationship. So it got to the point where I was like, I want a relationship. And he was like, well, I can't do that right now. And I was like, cool, deuces. And I was out. And I never once got that. Like he would call me every weekend. He was upset. Mm-hmm. He was crying. He was like, I changed my mind. And I was like, no, I'm out. But I never, the thing is I never wanted to be in. So I found someone that I knew I couldn't go all in with because it was an easy out. So that's typically, it's the same cycle with every single person that I talk to. Same exact cycle, different person happens the same way.
Is it like a self-defense mechanism where it's you're protecting yourself? But what if like, what if the guy never left? Like, could you have maybe been in a long-term relationship with him? Like now, like if he had not done that. So regardless, it would have ended.
Because I didn't like him as a person at all. So I just put myself in situations that like, to be honest, I'm not even listening when they're talking. Like I have no connection. I'm wearing a mask. Like you don't know me. I don't know you. And I don't want you to.
We're never going to be emotionally intimate.
We're never going to be emotionally intimate.
We can be
physically intimate.
Because I have a blocker up.
Yeah.
And that's just what it is. But I'm working on it. I'm taking it down now.
Yes.
Oh, you are.
Up to this point. Yeah. No one was going to be able to know me because I didn't even know myself, to be honest. But like, I wasn't going to allow you to. Get to know me. And
I really dislike your hometown, by the way, Jennifer. And I wonder if that added a complex to you. It wouldn't surprise me if it did, given how shallow and ostentatious Danville, California is. I'm sorry if I'm hating on your hometown. I grew up very close to there. And I have my opinions, I think, for good reasons, but whatever. Katie, you have been in a serious relationship though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then so how many of those have you been in? Just one?
I mean, I've had boyfriends and then I would say like one was like super serious and then, but it was very toxic and I was very young and, it took me like 15 years to officially like even cut the cord, like of him out of my life completely. He actually recently after like just called me the other day and I ignored it obviously, but like,
obviously.
I was really, because I put boundaries up. Okay, and I was like,
sickening that this was many years ago and you're still caught up on this. Like,
how did it end? Yourself. How did the relationship end?
It was a super toxic fight per usual. And I was 21 and I met him when I was 14 and then we started dating when I was 19 and then I broke up with him at 21 and I was a different person then. I didn't know anything. Like it's like your karmic love that you go through when you're young. And that, so I'm appreciative. I got it out of the way. But then it kind of set me up after that to like put this wall up and I was like, I'm done. And I'm never going to let anyone in to do this to me ever again. And I've done that ever since.
So you both have had these interesting experiences that have made you create these emotional, boundaries and walls and that's interesting. But do you warn the men ahead of time that this is how you are so that they don't fall in love with you?
No. No. Oh my gosh. But I'm a hunter. You know, like why would I warn my prey?
But does it not bother you that you might hurt these men that you're getting involved with?
I'm not hurting them. I can tell you that because they're
because typically the guys that I'm going after are people that
who don't want to even like date me. Like ultimately,
right. It actually like, no, 100%. Like it's people that like don't want to date me. Yeah, absolutely.
So we're cool.
They're setting themselves to, you know, hurt. And I've only had one scenario really where they truly got hurt. And that was that guy that I was talking about.
Yeah.
But like, he then went on to just like, he continued on his road of rampage, you know, like he went and like got married and divorced in a year. But like, he did that same shit to his ex-girlfriend. So it's great. Sometimes it's like, I'm karma, but also like, you're karma for me. You know, I'm not like, I would never truly put myself in a situation because I'm very empathetic to hurt an actual good person. Typically, like I won't get to that point.
So in other words,
if I feel like you're too nice.
Sorry, Katie, say your thought first, please. Yeah.
I'm going to say, I think there's, I saw this on Selling Sunset. There's a placeholder and there's the game changer. And I think everyone that I've gone for, or we've been each other's placeholders. So until that game changer comes around, like that just hasn't happened yet. All like, right. Am I open to the game changer now? Yes, but it's taken me 31 years to get here.
That's so basically the men that you involve yourselves with,
and I'm
you
sort can of open.
What's up?
I'm sort of open. I'm not fully open yet.
Okay. Sure.
Sort of. Yeah,
that's progress from what you two have been saying. So the men you involve yourselves with, I'm guessing you're like total alpha kind of a-hole types who like, you just have no worries about breaking it off at any point because you sense that they will not care either. Is that fair to say, or correct me if I'm off here.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they're emotionally immature as well. And they're emotionally not going to be able to connect anyways. So I'm kind of like, well, until you do your own inner work, I can't really be the one to help like guide you through that. Even though naturally that's who I am. I want to help guide everyone and be like their highest and best selves. And I was like a fixer and like empathetic. And I was like, I want to be here and like understand like your trauma and why you are the way you are. Why are you such an asshole? Why are you? Cause I think you want like as women, like you naturally are a fixer, but I'm like, if you don't want to fix yourself, that's not my problem anymore.
Interesting. No. So you when you actually feel, and I'm guessing you two have been in these situations because again, you are I'm trying not to sound crass saying this, but I'm guessing whatever setting you two are in, men are looking at you and with a keen eye, right? I mean, you are very attractive individuals. That's not being inappropriate saying that. But I'm guessing you're sensing pretty early on if the guy really likes you, because if that's the case, you're just going to cut him off, right? Because you don't want to hurt him. Do you get in those situations? Mm-hmm. How do you end it? How do you let them down softly and gently, and or do you not?
I become super busy.
I try not to ghost because I don't want to be ghosted. I don't want to put that negativity out there.
Thank you.
So it's not that I won't respond, but like I will just slowly taper it off.
It's the tapering off. It's, I can't this week, can't next week. Oh, something just came up. I'm not really like, something's always going to, I don't want to ghost you ever, but like, I also know it's not going to go anywhere. So I feel bad, but I'm not like, I almost feel bad.
It's not like scary ghosting. It's like, I'm Casper, you know,
I've sensed that.
Ooh, in and out.
I've sensed that. And I guess that confirms that whenever you're involved with someone and whatever this situation is, when their responses are more delayed and they're shorter and they're less, you know, fun, that's their way of giving you the I'm heading out of this, right? Is that fair to say?
Well, it depends, because delayed responses, like people like to play games with that could totally mean that they actually like you a lot. But yeah, I would sense the tone for sure. Like if they're like short with you, if you're having to like text them 2 and 3 times, get them to respond, no, it's just take yourself. You're like setting yourself up for failure. Like, because eventually they're going to have to get to the point where they're just going to have to be blunt with you and be like, listen, this is not going to fucking work.
No, this is great advice. This is great advice, because I think a lot of people in either side of the, or any side of the gender spectrum, if they're really into someone, but unfortunately that's the situation you find yourself in sometimes where you really like them, but you know, the reaction time for the messages can be hours, sometimes days. And you know, I always take that as a hint. Okay, they're not into me and it's time to move on.
If you didn't fucking text me back for days, I'd be like, dude.
Yeah, that's a little excessive.
That's like, hours? Okay. But if you don't like, I'm sorry, this isn't like a next business day kind of situation that you're going to get back to me. Yeah,
we're closed for the weekend.
Yeah, sorry, after hours. Like, no, you have, like, there's time to respond. Like, sometimes, yes, you're very busy during the day. I don't need someone up my butthole all day texting me all the time. But like, if I like you, I'm going to respond. Otherwise, I'm just like going to be kind of like nonchalant when I'm texting back. I don't really care that badly. Like,
I really do appreciate you two for saying though that ghosting is weak. It's such a bad move. It's just a cruel
it's immature.
It is. There's ghosting and then there's breadcrumbing.
What is that?
Breadcrumbing is worse. Breadcrumbing is like when you just like give them little hints every now and then. It's I think it's called breadcrumbing. It's like, and you just kind of keep them like, yeah, you're dangling them. Yeah. And guys do it a lot just to like kind of keep you around. And then it's like, oh, hey, I'm back. And then it's like a couple months later, hey, I'm back. Or you could be like my ex-boyfriend 3 years later, hey, I'm back. Like when I said, we're never going to talk again. Literally.
Is this the same ex-boyfriend who 10 years later called you the other day? After.
Yeah, but they always come back. They always come back and always come back. And I'm like, what? I have said the worst things to men. I have been the meanest person to a man. And I'm like, why do you want to talk to me?
Yeah.
Like, why? I don't know what else right. I can do.
Right.
Like to tell you, like, don't fucking be with him. Don't talk to me. Like,
but the thing is really like, you matter. Know, when you get like an obsession over something and it's like, you just want it. Like, and if it's not clear, you're going to like make up scenarios in your head and like, make yourself think that it's something that it's not because like you are
guys
obsessed.
Ignore boundaries. Guys have no fucking, they are just like a boundary. What's that? I don't know. And then they just like keep fucking going. And I'm like, dude, this is like, I'm like, are you not embarrassed? Like still messaging me? Like if you ignore my text one time, I would be like, okay, we're done.
My God. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Well, and your avoidance, like, I feel like avoidant people, like when we say something's done, it is actually done. Like,
yeah.
When I say like, I don't want to talk to you anymore. When I say like, I'm done, like there's nothing in this world that could change my mind. I mean, maybe if you pulled up to my house and left a package on my front door with $500 million, I might think about it, but like that, it has to be something that extreme. Cause when I tell you no, and I'm done, like, I've mm-hmm. already put you in a box. I've compartmentalized you. You are dead. You're 6 feet under. Like it's done.
Or you get, or like, it's like how I've been working on myself and I really want to apologize to you. That one usually gets me. Because no. I know, but I've gotten so many stars.
You can
like,
say sorry over text.
I need one more motherfucker. I know, but they
send me a letter
see you in person.
No one needs to see you in person to right. say sorry. It's literally right. a word. Say mm-hmm. sorry. And then that's mm-hmm. it. And I say, thank you. And then let's move on with our lives.
You're absolutely right. Right. So Jennifer, is it safe to say that Katie's going to end up marrying this guy that called her the other day? From that she worked with 10 years ago?
No, that definitely not.
I would honestly be just.
I've blocked him on everything. I've literally blocked really? Him for 3 years. I've had him blocked for years.
How did he get through?
I forgot to block the number, but I had him blocked on all my socials, and I had friends block him on socials. But like, but no, even even with other guys, I've tried to like delete their number, and then I'm like, okay, that doesn't really work either. I've tried to do all different things, but they always creep in. But creep no, in, this yeah, one, I 100% guaranteed, like that this one would never creep its way back in.
That's incredible. I'm loving this conversation. You're enlightening me and then some. So what is and I know you got to run in just a second here. First of all,
like another 10, 15.
You got another 10, 15? Okay, cool. Okay, yeah. So first of all, if you want your show added to Rick Barry's house, let me know, because I would love to have your program added to our lineup. It's your call. Because you two are both Warriors fans. That's the whole reason, like we talked the last time, even though we're not even touching sports in this show today. What is, in your opinion?
Oh, and my psychic did recently say that my future husband and I are going to bond over sports.
That's interesting.
It's gonna be, yes.
Is that criteria for both of you? Do they have to be a sports fan? Like,
no, I didn't give a shit when she brought it up. I was like, oh, like I don't love sports that much. I
mean,
yeah, I was like, okay, like, does he like the Warriors?
Like, oh my God!
Because that's
I would like to say that
bonding over.
In the defense of all the men out there, there are a lot of good ones. I feel like when you talk
and
about
I fully
men,
believe it.
Yeah, there's the ones you're encountering, and maybe it's intentional so that you're not hurting them.
I think it's subconsciously intentional.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're not, it's inadvertent, but so what should a nice guy do if he wants to settle down? Like, what's the path? What if he wants to end up with someone like you two? They're like, oh my God, I'm ready to chill. I'm done playing this game. Online dating looks awful. I have no desire to touch that, but I might have to. What's the avenue in post-pandemic earth for single?
I mean, I'm gonna say, so I think, go personally, me, like, if you're trying to date me, if you're listening and you're like, wow, Jennifer is really the best, the best thing to do is to just be brutally blunt. No, come up to me and just brutally say blunt. Hi, buy me a drink. I take that as a sign of you being serious. If you're spending money on me, if you're not buying a drink, then I can't take you. It's not that I can't take you serious, but it's just like, I don't know.
Time is money. Time is money. Just,
it yeah, is.
And if you're just going to chit chat with me,
you're wasting my time.
But, no, you got to at least buy a drink.
But the advice I've always gotten is you're not going to meet a quality person at a bar. And you're sitting here telling me that I should go to a bar and buy someone a drink.
People like to just create bullshit up in their head. True. Like, because everyone wants to put everything in little boxes and be like, oh, you know, like the best place to meet your man is at church. Well, you know, where else is that church? Cults. So like, you know, it's just, you can't take that. I don't think with a grain of salt. Like my parents met at a party and they have been married like 31 years or like whatever.
And you can't have a connection. If you meet someone out and you meet someone else, like I've heard of so many stories where it's like, oh, we were supposed to be a one night stand. And then they're like together. Literally heard that on Housewives. So like, it's like, I don't know, but like, look, they're like together. So it's working out and they have kids and a family and it fucking worked. So I just think it like, and then look at people who meet people, like, I don't know, you could do an online dating app, but the thing about the apps, like I've never done them, but like, I've like done them with Jennifer in terms of like going through guys and swiping with her. And I was like, this is so fucked up because I'm literally judging everyone based off their appearance. Correct. So to me, I'm going to have to meet you in person because it's going to be a vibe off our energy because I can't, especially with those nice guys.
Right.
Because like, also, I've also had this like new thing where I'm like, I would like to be attracted to you physically right away and not have to like grow to like you anymore.
Yes.
Because I'm done with that. Like, that's not fair. I don't think that's fair anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's, and I don't find a lot of men attractive unless they're famous. So if a guy in real life comes up to me and I'm attracted to him, I'm like, oh my God, are we going out? Are we going to be together? Because that's rare. I can't think of like a single man. And for me,
looks aren't important. Like, I don't even need
they
to be like the
people, for me, but I want
the people
that
like I've been the most physically attracted to. It has nothing to do with their look. It's just like the energy that I'm just really mashing with in that moment. And it has nothing to do with like their face. Their, I mean, a little bit about their height, but like it, you know, there are some
what's
things that are not negotiable.
What's a deal breaker for height?
I'm a little bit shorter. So I would say like, I could do 5'8", 5'9".
Okay, cool. All right. I'm 5'10". I always wonder about that. Like if what the barometer is. So you're short, Jennifer. What's short to you? How tall are you?
Well, I'm not short. I'm average, but I'm 5'4". But
okay, that's cool.
Most
guys
are taller than me. So I do have like a little bit more leeway than like Katie would or like some of my other friends.
Like Katie would like 5'7", right?
I'm 5'7". I've dated shorter. I've dated like in the fives. And I personally, once again, am now going for, I just think like when I'm in heels, I would like to be like at least eye level. So for me, at least 6 is in a real 6 foot, not like a liar. Who's like every guy you subtract 2 inches, they tell you they're 6'2". They're not 6'2". They're 6'1¼". Or like there's every single time. I'm like, we're not rounding up. Stop rounding up in these situations. Yeah. So ideally I would like you to be over 6 foot, but that's just because when I'm in heels, I'd like to be eye level.
Yeah. And I mean, that's me. Like, it's not even like it's not like a deal breaker for me.
Right.
Like, yeah, I would like for you to be of a certain height, but like, it's really like not that big of a deal to me.
Mm-hmm. Like I said,
it's more
your energy.
And then like, are you coming with your A game? Cause there's nothing that pisses me off more. Cause like, I don't date often. So like, if I choose to spend my time with you and you aren't bringing your A game, then that shit pisses me off. Like I went on a date with a guy who was like a friend of a friend, like last month, and his idea of a first date. And I know he has a decent job. I know he has money, but, and he did pay for everything. Don't get me wrong. But like his idea of a first date was to like, take me to a dive bar. And to me, that's like extremely disrespectful because that's telling
me
that you don't like, you don't see me as anything more than a hookup, because what do you do at a bar? You get fucked up and you hook up. Like that is, you know, you basically brought me to a whorehouse.
At least take me to a lounge or something.
Yeah, no, at least like, I mean, I'm hungry. I'm a hungry bitch. This ass doesn't stay fat by me not nibbling on nuts, you know, I need like food. So take me out to dinner, even if it's not like the nicest dinner, like just like show some intention.
We could go for drinks, but like not a dive bar, like just like go to somewhere normal,
a cocktail bar.
Yeah. Anywhere. Like somewhere, like anywhere that's like a little nicer. Like I don't need to go to like fucking Mastro's on the first date. Like,
I'm but it's just, it's like the intention that it shows. And he could have been extremely serious and want something with me, but like for me, it's already done. Like it's already cut off. Like we're not going anywhere, because what am I supposed to like tell our kids that daddy took me to a dive bar, like a cheap hooker on the first night? Like
it'd be one thing if you guys like were out with friends and like that's how you met and you were like, oh, okay, and had a connection, but that's like totally different. And then
that's
like
not once a date.
You guys are right. I'm just saying it'd be different that way. But like, or if he like eventually you guys were dating and was like, hey, let's go to like do something different tonight. And like went to like a dive bar.
Third
But like not in the beginning. Like, but yeah,
you bring out
like,
your in game.
Nice guys. Also, I think like at least I found this with like older men. They don't know when like women or girls are like not fucking interested. I'm like, you fucking are creepy and weird. Like, I don't know how to fucking help you with this, dude, my dude. Like, this is like, they're like, come on, I'll take you here. Like, they're more inclined to like try to wine and dine you, but it's like, I don't want to wine and dine with you.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? So
they don't get the hint of like, what you're trying to say.
No. And that's I'm not like, good. Oh, like, or they're like I've had older like be like, well, what's wrong with me? Like, you'll go for that dude. I'm like, because that dude's not fucking annoying me.
Like, well, he's and not I feel annoying. Like the older you get, the more set in your ways you are. Like, that's just bottom line. And then also, you've gotten to a place in your life probably where you've been able to get there through control. So you just feel like you can power through anything. Like, oh, she doesn't like me, I can make her like me. Like, no, the fuck you can't. You know, like, just chill. But like older men, I feel like,
and I think that's why older men go for girls in their 20s too, because in your 20s, you're still learning who the fuck you are. You're still making stupid decisions. And then you can kind of mold her into what you want her to be.
Totally. You can power through.
I'm like, you're not going to control me, bitch. You think you can?
Yeah, you can take advantage. Yeah, that's taking advantage. I haven't been on a first date in probably 8 years. My go-to was typically sushi bars or tapas bars, because you can eat, but it's not like super formal or serious. Yeah. But they got cocktails. I don't know. Is that a good call for a first date?
Yeah.
No, I went on a very nice first date with this super, super nice guy. And we had tapas and then we got a drink after. And it was a very nice date. You know, like I was very happy with that date.
Also, a date could go really well. But like, I've gone on great dates, but that doesn't mean like I feel a connection.
Yeah, because I'm just like, I don't know. With a first date, I'm just probably like, if I function very much like what you would think the stereotypical man is like if I hit it on the first night, I probably don't see it going anywhere, to be honest.
Yeah, I hear you. It's a good reason to string it out. I'll end on this note. You said, Katie, you said you like famous guys. I don't know if you have similar
I wouldn't actually date them, but like, I mean, physically I'm attracted to famous men. That's like,
who are some of these? But who are some of these people? Like, for example, are there any Golden State Warriors players, or who are some of the
course,
famous
Steph Curry? People? If I could build my ideal perfect man, Steph would be like
Stephen Curry.
From top to bottom, everything about him is perfect. Do I wish I saw men in real life and were like attracted to them? 100%. It's like my goal of life is to be like, look at you right away and be like, oh my God, you're so attractive. But I think with famous people, it's just like, it's not like, cause they're famous. It's just like, I find them attractive, like Travis Kelce, Chris Evans. And I have crushes on people who aren't known to be attractive celebrities.
Totally. Like who?
Yes.
Chad Kruger from Nickelback. I have a fat crush on him.
He's not ugly, though.
He's not great. I mean,
but like, he's a type.
I wouldn't tell that to the world.
Anyone who will listen. But see, when I told people, they go, oh, so we're going obtainable. And I go, duh. Like, do you know me to go for anyone but obtainable? As if I've met him before. Like, but like, yeah. Like,
Jennifer, who are some of the famous men that you're attracted to? If you don't mind me asking.
Some of them are similar to Katie. Like, I do like Travis Kelce and I do like Chris Evans. Mm-hmm.
Captain America, baby. I see it. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's this one kid on TikTok that I really like. His name's Jemmy. And then like, I don't know. It's always I don't really have random.
Like a ton of, yeah. It's like random celebrity crushes. Like, I mean, none of them are like similar. The only thing that I would say is similar between like, what's it called? Travis and Chris is they have swag. And that's something Jennifer and I are very big on.
Absolutely. Like it's a 100%. Must.
It's like, I wrote it down in like my list of qualities. It was like, have to have swag.
And it's not even like what you think. Cause you can't see it. It's not like, it's not a physical trait. No, it's
the attitude, right? It's confidence. I imagine confidence is a huge thing. Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Yes. So that's why it's hard because it's like, yes, I would like to be physically attracted to someone right off the bat. But like with girls, you can grow to like people, unfortunately.
It goes both ways though. It goes both ways. And by the way, Katie, I'm with you. I do not get attracted to people easily. It's actually very hard for me. And that's part of the reason why I hate being single is because it's like shit, man. Like I see almost every person in the world, or if you're single and, you know, and I'm just like, I don't want to be with any of you. I you know, but I don't want to be alone either. And just, it's just a shitty situation.
I mean, I will level with you. Like it isn't fun to do things by yourself. Like I do like having a companion. I mean, right now it's my girl, Katie. She fills that void for me.
That's but
like
huge, probably right.
If I didn't have a close friend, then yeah, I might be a little bit more apt to be seeking a relationship.
Like if I moved away, like I would be like, okay, I get why people would want to be in a relationship.
Well, I don't know. I moved away and
but you found friends.
Yeah, I found friends.
Right.
But I can
say you didn't find friends. I can see the draw to companionship. Like our friend recently just started hanging out with someone and she's like, oh, I like actually like hanging out with him. Like I enjoy his company, which is really rare for her as well. And she's almost like embarrassed to admit it. And I'm like, it's okay. Like we can like people. Like, because I feel like we come off as like these, like, not like man haters or anything like that. It's just, we don't need that to validate our lives is right. The thing. Yeah.
That's healthy. I'm not advocating for that. I just find life a lot more pleasurable when you're, and again, I'm so against hustle culture. Like I'm all about just chilling, having a laid back lifestyle, like, and having someone to just watch amazing TV shows with is really all I'm asking.
Myself and my friends, and I'm so good with it. But like, will say if I found that with someone, I would love that. Like to watch my shows with, to go do things with, like, I would love that. It's just, I haven't found that person. So until then it's not easy, but would I like it? Sure. It's just like, I have never,
you know, like our friend, we were saying, you know, she was like, I really enjoy hanging out with this guy. Like I have never in my life, and it's probably the people that I'm attracting, but I've never in my life thought like, wow, I just genuinely enjoy my time with this person. Like that is a rarity. Like if you're there, typically it's just like, you're there. And then I'm like, okay, can you leave? Like this I gotta lightning. Watch my shows.
Like when can I go home? Like can I go home?
No, but if you feel like that, then you're nowhere with the right person.
No guy that I've talked to is in the right.
But you also have to be like willing to be open minded, and part of that involves the boundaries coming down and
which we are now slowly starting to do, but like that takes a lot of work and like. That doesn't just like happen overnight. And it's kind of like a fake it till you make it sort of a thing. Like I say affirmations now every day about it, just because like, I'm trying to open myself up to it. Like, and my psychic was like, you need to start wearing pink more and not so much black as I'm wearing a black shirt.
And that's why her hair is pink.
And I was going to do pink way before she said that, but I just am slowly going to do it.
Oh my God, it's a fake it till you make it. This was a pleasure. Brutally Blunt Podcast is the Instagram handle. You're on TikTok too. How can people find you there? And anything else you want to promote about your show?
Yeah, which
I want to try to bring handle. You to into our the Brickberry's house. But go ahead. What else? Yes. What else? Promote, plug. Go for it, please.
Same handle on TikTok. We're pretty funny on there too. I don't know. You guys check out an episode. We just talk shit. But if you're easily offended, I wouldn't listen, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you're easily offended, just jump off a cliff, man. I mean,
World
has too many easily offended people in my book, but that's just me. I love you too. Thank you. This was a pleasure.
Well, thanks for having us on.
I didn't say anything that was
you
bad.
Didn't oh, at no, all. Never. I hope we didn't offend you.
No.
That's
no,
always
no.
our biggest concern is offending others.
No, we're all good.
Yeah. Well, and I just want to like leave you with this little note, Cyrus. You're going to find the person that is meant for you, that you're going to level with. And that's going to be someone that fills up your tank as much as you fill up their tank.
Thank you.
But, also, you know, just maybe don't just live sit in fear. Back for a
don't
second.
Don't live in fear.
All don't live in fear. And maybe just sit back for a second and see if that person comes to you.
Sounds good. I think that's sage advice. Thank you. I will listen. I will listen. And you two have fun with your incredible confidence and your security that is abound where you don't need anyone. I envy that. Yeah. That is such a healthy attitude, because I guarantee you're both happy. Good for you. Congratulations. Brutally Blunt is the name of the podcast. You can follow them on Instagram, TikTok at Brutally Blunt Podcast. I don't know why it's so hard to say that. Is it easier for you two to say your show name? Brutally Blunt. It looks great on paper when I say it. Brutally Blunt. I don't know why that's hard. Is that hard? Is it just me?
It's hard. Blunt. Yeah, it's a tongue twister.
Let's say BB. The double BB.
BB with J&K.
On paper looks good, but on paper looks amazing. Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much. Enjoy New York. Enjoy Southern California. And let's do this again soon. I'm down.
All right.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
I'll come on your show next time if you want. I'll be the guinea pig. Okay.
Sounds good. All right.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Presented by Bet Online.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.